response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
We call this next segment Friday Cryday.
It's time for Friday Cryday. Feels good to let it out.
Jess said no to this segment for months.
A while, yeah.
Yeah. She said it sounds dumb and I won't do it.
I didn't say, I just didn't want to do it. I say it was just like, I don't want to feel like it was doing dumb.
And then we tried it and now it's...
No, I have to do it.
Now she's forced to.
Had to do it then. Have to do it now. But I do it for y'all.
But you like it, right?
I do it for you guys.
Yeah. This is called Friday Cryday. If you don't know much about Jess, you should know at least one thing. She's a very sensitive person. And we turn into a little bit of a game here on Friday. What we're going to do right now is Jess is going to present to you three potential reasons of why she may have cried this week. And now you, as an intelligent human being like you are going to try to guess which one of these three stories actually made Jess cry using either context clues about what you know about Jess or just the way she told the stories themselves. If you win, you do get a prize. Let's go. Sit back, relax, enjoy the tears. This is Friday Cryday. Story number one.
Story number one. I took my car in to get looked at, but it was going to be a little bit. So as they like assessed the whole engine light situation, but I hadn't eaten lunch yet. And I was like starving at this point. And at the bottom of the hill, there was a smoothie place. The only thing was that it was 36 degrees outside, but it felt like 17 with the wind chills. And I thought, you know, I have my jacket, my gloves. I can handle this. Well, midway down the hill, on my way to food, I realized I could not handle this. So I had a meltdown midway, trying to decide, do I keep going? Do I turn around? And I just got, and then by not moving, I was getting even colder and I began to cry in the freezing cold and I ended up running the rest of the way to the smoothie place.
It's the worst.
It was freezing.
Like, you think you got it. We yeah. all think we got it.
My face started peeling after like my face being exposed. Like, burned, like literally.
It's red. It's bad. All right. Story number two.
Story number two. Garage Boy's mom, my mother-in-law, sent us Christmas gifts and they arrived this week. We actually had no idea she was sending us something. So it was a complete surprise. And it was just this like huge box full of gifts. And we still have all of our Christmas decorations up. So we literally put on Christmas music and opened the presents under the tree. And I felt like Cindy Lou Who finding her love for Christmas again. And it was just, I just started crying. It was so nice. It was like Christmas extended.
But like, when you taking those down? For
I don't
real,
know.
Is he on the same page as you are, though?
We like, love it. Both... It's just like, we it's, just love it.
It's the 10th, though.
At this point, it's
way
like,
over.
What if we just turned our apartment into like a Christmas apartment?
All year?
Like all year.
That sounds...
Like in Only Murders in the Building, if you know, you know. But like one of the characters just has like a Christmas apartment.
It sounds like it would be the psycho neighbor at that point.
Not really.
They'll come looking for bodies.
No.
Story number three.
Story number three, when Garage Boy and I went home to California for the holidays, we stayed with my parents who have two dogs, Suki and Rain, and the dogs basically run the house. But we were home for 10 days, which is the longest amount of time we've been home since moving away. And I really got used to them, especially like waking up in the morning and saying good morning to them. And I was cooking dinner and I was telling my husband, like, I just miss saying good morning, girls, in the morning. And I just don't have anyone to say good morning to. And I literally started to cry thinking about them.
Because of the dogs.
Because I miss them.
All right. So which one of those was the real cry for the week? You got three stories. One of those stories actually made Jess cry. Two of those did not. Courtney first from Glen Burnie. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Which one of these do you think was the real cry?
I think story number three with the dog.
Story number three. Jess misses her family dogs. Now, why do you think it was that one?
Because dogs are so cute and perfect, and they make me cry when I have to leave mine.
It's a pretty good deduction. I mean, animals bring out emotions in the best of people. I typically wouldn't think that would be the answer. Jess isn't really like a wildly emotional animal person. I wouldn't go with that one, but we'll see. Jess, is that the real cry for the week?
It is the real cry.
That's the real cry.
You guys, I'm cooking dinner in the kitchen. I'm literally cooking dinner, and I look over to my husband and I'm like, don't you miss just saying good morning to the girls every day? Like, really? Because we would get up and we would be like, good morning, girls. I'm like, and they would run across. They're like,
the little nails on the floor.
Little nails, yes, on the floor. Oh, and they're God. Like, ah! And I was like, ah! Like every single, I would literally, yes, not say good morning to anyone else, no, for like at least the first 15 minutes. And then I'd be like, oh, hey, mom and dad. Like, how'd you sleep? Like, for literally almost 15 minutes, it was just me and the dogs. And now that I'm back here in Baltimore, the silence is loud.
Right?
The silence is so loud. Well, and I started crying.
Do you get it with Kiki now? 15 years with Kiki?
No, like, of course. No, and listen, I've had pets before. And like, I am an animal person, but like my animals. I'm like that. You know what I mean?
Totally. 100%.
And it's been a really long time because my cat passed away a long time ago. So I've gotten used to that.
Yeah.
But then being back home and being with them for so long, I am so sad. I'm so sad right now.
Courtney, you know your tears.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.